Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek He, Mishnah Bet. We listed all different types of questions in the last Mishnah that the judges ask the witnesses. They then proceed to ask them Bedikot, which is all different details that don't have to do with the actual crime or testimony. What was the weather like? What color clothing were the people wearing? They ask these questions to the witnesses separately, just to make sure that they're both telling the truth. If the answers that are given are different, then we reject the testimony. Mishnah says, Kol hamarbe bebedikot harei zeh mishubach. Any judge who asks a lot of test questions, he's praised. We think it's a very good thing. The more he asks, the more likely it is that he'll find a contradiction between the two people. So therefore, we suggest and we encourage the judge to keep asking, to make sure that they're both telling the truth. We want to spare the person on trial from being put to death if he really is innocent. There was once a case where Ben Zakkai, which is Rabbi Yohanan Ben Zakkai, he was testing the witnesses, and he was making sure that they were telling the truth. And he asked them about a question about the fig tree, about the stems of the fig tree, if they were thin, if they were thick. And they gave two different answers, so Ben Zakkai knew that they weren't telling the truth. We listed the seven questions in the last Mishnah that we ask a person in order to make sure that he's telling the truth, which is the date, the day of the week, the month, etc. All those seven questions. There's a difference in those questions and then the questions of Bedikot that we're talking about, which is what was going on in that situation, but nothing directly about the case. Mishnah asks, Uma ben hakirot lebedikot. What's the difference between the standard questions and the test questions that they're given? The standard questions being those seven that we mentioned about what was going on at the time of the crime, and then the bedikot being the questions about what color people's shirts were they wearing and the weather and all that. So we say the difference between them are hakirot, ehad omer en yodea, edutan betela. When talking about the regular seven questions, if one of the witnesses says that he doesn't know, then we say that his testimony is not good. We dismiss him and his testimony. We mentioned the idea that all edut, all testimony has to have the ability to have somebody contradict it. For example, let's say he said, oh, I saw this crime on a Tuesday afternoon in Yerushalayim. You have to have the ability to give that so someone else can arise and say, no, you weren't there in Yerushalayim. I saw you in Netanya on that date. So you have to have the ability for someone else to undo it. If he says he doesn't know, you're not giving anybody else the chance to uproot your testimony by claiming that it was a lie. This is called educha she'iatayachola haziman, a type of testimony that can't be contradicted by other people. So therefore, if someone says that he doesn't know the answer to one of the questions he was asked by the bedin, the whole testimony is bad. But when talking about bedikot, for example, what was the weather that was going on at the time of the crime? Mishnah says over here, Bedikot ehad omer en yodea, va'afilu shenayim omrim en anu yodin, edutan kayemet. When it comes to those questions, if one of the witnesses or even two of the witnesses say that they don't know, their testimony still stands. It's not a detail that has to really be covered because these questions are side details. They're not about the core of the case. But ehad hakirot ehad bedikot bizman shemachishin ze edutan betela. But when talking about both types of questions, if the witnesses contradict each other, not that they don't, that they both say I don't know is okay. But if they give opposite testimonies that don't fit with each other to the same question, different answers to the same question, then the testimony is thrown out because a contradiction, even in something small, shows that one of the witnesses is definitely not reliable.